Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You love it when you stop by WOLX.com. Please do that anytime. You'll find the Brain Strains posted on demand. Oh, we had fun with this morning's another holiday question on the Brain Strain. And a first-time Brain Strain winner. She caught on fast for a rookie. Let's check it out. Classic Hits, 94.9 WOLX. Well, hello there.
Good morning.
Hi.
You were on the Brain Strain. You feeling good about this?
I hope so.
We do, too. Hey, just one-third of pet owners will buy a Christmas present this year for this special pet. What's the pet we're talking about?
A bird.
A bird.
I love that.
Bird's a good gift, but not it.
Not
Thank
it.
You.
For... Oh, happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Happy holidays to you as well. Hello.
Hello. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, sir.
You too.
We're talking about Christmas and the holidays this morning. Just one-third of pet owners will buy a Christmas present for this special pet. What is the special pet we're looking for?
Well, I have two answers. The first one I know is wrong.
Okay.
Which is his wife.
Okay.
Hey, <ow. laughs>
Careful.
Uh-huh. Okay. The right answer is deceased pet.
Deceased pet, a dead pet.
Aww.
Oh, no, sir.
Interesting.
Interesting
guess,
guesses, though. WOLX Brain Strain, we are ready for you. Hello.
Yeah, how are you doing this morning?
Hey.
Good. What do you think? Just one-third of pet owners will buy a Christmas present for this special pet. What is the pet?
Well, it's got to be a chia pet.
A chia pet. What do you get a chia pet for Christmas?
Oh, my
gosh. I don't
know. Water.
Water. Oh, there you go.
Lots and lots of water.
Good. But that was good. He was quick on his feet with that.
Classic Hits, 94.9 WOLX. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, our Brain Strain question this morning, which... I'm sure you're going to get right. Don't you think, Terry?
Mm-hmm.
She sounds really sharp.
Yes, absolutely.
Just one-third of pet owners will buy a Christmas present this year for this special pet. What is the pet?
I don't know if it's been said, but I'm going with a fish.
With a fish?
Yeah, I love that answer.
Ooh, that's a nice guess. Not a fish, though. But I hope you get a lot of Christmas presents this year.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You betcha. You're welcome. Merry Christmas.
Thank
Happy holidays.
Thank you. Happy Friday.
WOLX, hello. You're on the Brain Strain.
How are we doing this morning, buddy?
Good. How are you, sir?
Hey, this is Maynard, sir.
All right. Well, our question this morning, Maynard, just one-third of pet owners will get a Christmas present this year for this very special pet. What is the pet we're looking for?
It's not special to me, but I'd have to say iguana.
An iguana?
No!
Nobody ever gets them nothing.
No, those poor things.
They totally have a blue Christmas.
You have a Merry Christmas, man.
You do, man.
You too.
And be kind to an iguana this Christmas season.
Exactly, Jim.
Right.
Quit laughing at me.
Oh, gosh.
Oh,
no, we're laughing with you.
Yes, exactly.
What do you think of this question? We're in a holiday mood here on the Brain Strain. Just one-third of pet owners will buy a Christmas present for this very special pet this year. What is the pet?
Goldfish.
A goldfish. Mm. Not a goldfish.
Not a goldfish.
But thank you so much for trying. Do appreciate you.
Yeah, have a great day.
Have a great day and a great weekend and happy holidays. Classic Hits, 94.9 WOLX. Our Brain Strain question this morning for the holidays, just one-third of pet owners will buy a Christmas present for this special pet. Terry, what is the pet? You've stacked up quite a bunch of guesses already here this morning.
Guesses, but incorrect guesses. Ooh. So here's what you should not guess.
Yeah, don't guess these. Don't guess these.
Birds. A dead pet. Giving a gift, I guess, because we love our pets so much. Pretending your wife is a pet. I don't quite get that one. Yeah. Fish or goldfish in particular. Chia pet. We asked, or Jim, you did. What do you give a chia pet? Water.
Water. Lots of
water. That was funny. Iguana. Okay.
They get so ignored at Christmas time.
I know. Okay, so none of those are correct.
None of those are right. What do you have for us here on the Brain Strain?
I have hermit crab.
Hermit crab. Oh, those are fun. We had a couple in the studio here one morning.
Oh, my gosh. They were so much fun.
Yeah, they were cool. Not a hermit crab, though. Thank you, though. Thanks for trying the Brain Strain. 80s at 8, Classic Hits, 94.9 WOLX. You are on the Brain Strain. Hello.
Hi.
What do you think to this question? Just one-third of pet owners will buy a Christmas present for this special pet. What is the special pet?
I'm hoping it's their pet rock.
A pet
rock? Hey, come on, or am I aging myself?
No, I remember that, too. Remember the 70s fad, the pet rocks?
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't. I think the selling point was they didn't mess on the carpet or something like
that. Oh,
yeah.
No.
They won't mess on the curb.
Okay.
Not a pet rock, but that's a cool guess, and you're not dating yourself at all. It wasn't that long ago.
Everything comes back around, too.
You'll probably be back, Terry.
Mm-hmm.
Classic Hits, 94.9 WOLX. Still on the Brain Strain here during the 80s and 80s.
So oh, yes.
It's lingering here, Terry.
Help
I think
us,
it's,
please.
Should we treat them to a helpful hint?
Do you want a hint?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do a hint here. Question we're working on. Just one-third of pet owners will buy a Christmas present for this special pet. What is the pet? And Terry, it is not a small household pet we're talking about.
Okay.
So it's not a kitty or a goldfish or a ferret or anything like that.
Okay.
So hopefully that helps here. It's 664-1949. Hello and welcome to the Brain Strain.
Good morning.
Hey.
What do you think? Just one-third of pet owners will buy a Christmas present for this special pet. What is the special pet we're trying to figure out?
Their adopted one.
Their adopted pet.
Oh.
Ooh, that's a nice thought.
That's an awesome thought. Oh.
Unfortunately, not the answer we needed yet.
No, shoot.
Hey, do you have it? You got it?
Do you already have it? No.
We need your help.
We're counting on you.
Okay. I'm going for a support animal.
A what?
A support animal.
Oh, a support animal. Like,
oh, those are the best, aren't they? Oh.
Yeah. Oh. Again, nice thought here at Christmas time.
Yeah.
Thank
Ooh,
you. Not
okay.
the correct answer yet, though, Terry.
Hmm.
For a Fleming's $50 gift card, we'd like you to use by December 21st, by the way.
Well, yeah, please. And Jim's hint, a bigger.
Hello.
Yes,
a bigger animal.
Not a small household pet. What do you think? Just one-third of pet owners will buy a Christmas present for this special pet.
A mini pig.
Oh, I love those.
No, now the answers are getting really unique here. Terry, hello. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
Good.
Hi.
Thank you for asking.
Hi.
What do you think the answer to this question is?
I'm really hoping it's a dog.
No, not a dog.
I thought it was going to be as simple as that, too.
That's what I was hoping.
I know, because you're the first person to even say dog, and no, it's not it.
Oh, dear, let's keep rolling
okay,
here.
Okay, all right.
We're on a roll. Hello, welcome to the Brain Strain.
Hello.
What
Hi.
Do you think? Just one-third of pet owners will buy a Christmas present for this special pet. What is the special pet? We're trying to figure out.
I'm thinking it's a grand pet. Does it have to be a specific pet?
That would help, yeah.
Yeah, and Jim gave a clue a little
it's
bit
not
ago.
A small.
It's a bigger. It's not a small pet. It's a bigger pet.
Oh, I didn't hear that one.
That's okay. That's okay.
Guess whatever you'd like.
A horse.
That's it. There
you
it
got
is.
It.
A horse.
You got it.
Yes. Yeah. A horse.
I couldn't figure it out either. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Wow. Congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah.
Do you
and
have? Do you have a horse?
That?
Do you have
no,
a horse?
No, my mother-in-law, though, is an equestrian science
Ooh.
Major.
Ooh.
Yeah. So, but I think she used to buy the horse's Christmas presents.
I actually found there's a list of Christmas gifts for horses.
All right,
okay.
Terry.
Yes, once Jim
Makes
said
sense.
What it was, I was like, you've got to be kidding me. All right, I'm going to look this up. So,
yeah.
She used a really cool big word there, Terry. We should turn the Brain Strain around on me and have me spell what's the word again?
Equestrian.
Equestrian.
Jim, guess what?
Yeah.
You are not going to Fleming's. You
know. Equestrian.
But this wonderful winner
you are.
Is. Who is this and where are you calling from?
My name's Katara, and I'm actually calling from work right now at Meritor.
Oh, well, thanks for listening. Oh, my gosh. Yes,
absolutely.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.